practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast, originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. And I'm so thankful for the pleasure of your company as we gather together today to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, along with others of like precious faith at a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. This is Independence Day weekend here in the United States of America, and so our program today will be centered around the thought of thanking God for what He has done for our nation. I love America. I've had the opportunity of traveling in over 30 nations of the world, and no matter what nation I visit, I'm always thankful that I'm an American and look forward to getting back to the good old United States of America. So on this Independence Day weekend, let's focus on our nation and pray that God will strengthen our nation as we go forward. We begin the program today with our national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming.
I love that song. Down through the years, there have been those who have said, we need another national anthem. Well, from my perspective, I'm thankful for the one that we have, and as far as I'm concerned, we can keep it forever. I love that national anthem and the fact that it speaks concerning our great flag, and I don't know about you, but when I look at the United States flag, I just think it's smiling at us. The next time you have the opportunity to take a look at a flag of the United States of America, just look at it from that perspective that it's smiling at you, and it stands for the great liberties and freedoms that we have here in the United States of America. Certainly, I do love America. I'm very concerned about many things going on in the United States of America today, but I'm thankful that God has put me in this nation. And by the grace of God, I will do everything that I possibly can to make the United States a stronger nation, and I trust that you will do so as well. Well, it is a delight to have you there by the radio, and I am Pastor Gary Dahl of the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, and would invite you to visit us sometimes in the near future here at the Faith Baptist Church. We are located at the corner of 4th Avenue and 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city. And today we will be having Sunday school at 9:30 with classes for all ages. Our morning service will be at 10:30, and it will be of a patriotic nature today. And then, of course, this evening, we will be gathering together for our evening service at 6 o'clock when we will be having a missionary family from Argentina to explain to us what God's doing in their lives and ministries down there. So drop by and visit us today, if you would like, at the Faith Baptist Church right here at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city. And I'd encourage you to contact us if we can be of any spiritual help to you. Our phone number is 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. Or you can write to us, and that mailing address is the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. That's the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. And of course, go to our website and learn more about the ministry. And that web address is simply fbcaltoona.org, fbcaltoona.org. We'd love to be able to serve you spiritually if we can do so. We've got many things going on here at the Faith Baptist Church. Over 30 specific ministries are conducted on a regular basis through this ministry, through this church. And certainly I'm sure that there's one that can reach out to you as well. And so if we can serve you, please don't hesitate to reach out to us. Now, our sister ministry here at the Way of Truth at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, is the Way of Truth Ministries. And every year, the Way of Truth Ministries puts on the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference. And this year, it's going to be held Sunday, August the 3rd through Friday, August the 8th. And our theme is Looking Forward to Things to Come. And of course, the speakers are Dr. David Kistler, Dr. Kevin Callahan, Dr. Del Hissong, and they're going to be speaking on prophecy. The theme throughout the entire week will be Bible prophecy. And we'll be having some great musicians throughout the course of the week. And I'm certain that you'll want to participate in the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference. Our missionaries, of course, this year will be Sonny and Manju Abraham. We'll be having a youth rally led by Tim Binkley. Some of our special musicians include the Nottingham Four Quartet, Tom Smith, Karen Knight, the Hissong family. We're just going to be having a great time in the Lord. And by virtue of the fact that for many years we've been having the Bible Conference at the Lakemont Park Casino, as many of you are familiar with, and since it is closed down, we are going to be holding it at the Altoona Alliance Church right along Pleasant Valley Boulevard here in Altoona, behind the Perkins Restaurant. And so we would encourage you to put these dates on your calendar right now. Sunday, August the 3rd through Friday, August the 8th, the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference Summer Session with the theme entitled Looking Forward to Things to Come. Every message will be prophetic, and I know that it will be an encouragement to us, a challenge to our hearts, a great time of fellowship, and I invite you to plan on being with us at the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference Sunday, August the 3rd through Friday, August the 8th, Lakemont Park Casino, as it has been for many, many years, because it's closed. But this year, at the Altoona Alliance Church, right there along Pleasant Valley Boulevard in Altoona. The Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference, I trust that you'll be involved with it. Let us pray. Father, we thank you and praise you once again for this day that you've given us. We thank you for the opportunity that we have together around the radio to focus on you, and primarily to prepare our hearts to worship you along with others of like precious faith at a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. We realize, Lord, that this week is Independence Weekend here in the United States of America, and we do thank you for bringing this nation into existence. We thank you that you brought it into existence on biblical values and a biblical foundation. And yet, Father, we repent over the fact that in many ways we've turned away from you. And I pray that you will bring this nation back to you, that you might strengthen it, that you might use it as a beacon of truth throughout this entire world, representing you and, of course, proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ to those who've never heard it. Truly, strengthen our nation, guide our nation, guide our leaders, make us strong, biblically speaking, and we'll thank you for it. Now, Lord, I thank you for the opportunity of doing this program, and I pray that you'll take it and use it in according to your will and for your glory, and we'll thank you for it. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Here's the song, America the Beautiful. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to Psalm 33. Psalm 33, and I would like to read with you verses 11 and 12, where the Word of God says, "The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance." That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, Psalm 33, verses 11 and 12. And now before I deliver a message simply entitled Praise and Prayer for America, let's listen to a song that I think that you might enjoy. It's not one that's well known, but I think it'll be a blessing to your heart. It's simply a prayer entitled Heal Our Land.
Heal our Please grant us peace today and strengthen all who lack the faith to call on Thee each day. Heal our land. Please keep us safe and free. Watch over all who understand the need for liberty. Heal our land, heal our land, and guide us with Thy hand. Keep us ever on the path of liberty. Heal our land, heal our land, and help us understand that we must put our trust in Thee if we would be free. Heal our land. Please help us find our way, for in Thy word we find our strength if we look up each day. Heal our land and fill us with Thy love. Keep us upon the path of truth that comes from heaven above. Heal our land, heal our land, and guide us with Thy hand. Keep us ever on the path of liberty. Heal our land, heal our land, and help us understand that we must put our trust in Thee if we would be free. Protect us by the power of Thy rod, and keep us as one nation under God. Heal our land, heal our land, and guide us with Thy hand. Keep us ever on the path of liberty. Heal our land, heal our land, and help us understand that we must put our trust in Thee if we would be.
Certainly, one of the prayers that we should pray for the United States of America today is that God will heal our land. God brought this nation together as He brings every nation together. We know that the Word of God teaches that in Acts chapter 17, verse 26, where it's speaking of the greatness of God and says, "And hath," that is, "and God hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before anointed and the bounds of their habitation." We see there in Acts chapter 17 and verse 26, three things about the way God brings nations together. It is God who made all nations. Every nation on the face of the earth is here simply because God brought those nations together. Then it says He has determined the times before anointed. In other words, before God brought every nation together, He determined when it would be established and when it would demise. And then it says, He set the bounds of their habitation. In other words, it's God who put together the geographical boundaries of every nation. And that, of course, is obviously applied to the United States of America. God made the United States of America. In eternity past, He determined when it would be established, as we know, in 1776, but God determined that in times past, and He is the one who will determine how long it will last. And of course, I believe that the United States of America will last as long as we focus on God and maintain a godly nation to the degree that we can. But at some point, God will bring this nation to an end. And He has also set the boundaries of our nation. the boundaries that we have in this great nation, from Canada to Mexico, from the Atlantic to the Pacific, are the boundaries that God himself has given to us. And so when we look at the United States of America, as we would look at every nation on the face of the earth, we need to recognize that it is God who has established this country, and of course, he has a purpose for this country. And today, I just want to focus for a few moments on praising God for America, but also praying for America. First of all, we should praise God for America for several reasons. Number one, because America was established upon a respect for God. When we read back through our historical documents, we can see that very clearly, and particularly, we see it in the Declaration of Independence, where it says, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, among these being life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." The writers of the Declaration of the Independence, I should say the signers of the Declaration of Independence, recognized that this nation was formed by God. And certainly we recognize that that's a truth. And when you read back through our history, you will find that there are many of our founders, even though they may not have all been born again, many of them had a great respect for God and did seek God's direction for their decisions, and we can thank the Lord for that. We can thank the Lord that America has been a bastion of freedom around the world. You know, like I said earlier, I've had the privilege of traveling to many nations on the face of the earth, and almost every place I've gone, I've been thanked for the fact that the United States of America is a bastion for freedom. We have fought for our own freedoms, and we have fought for freedoms of other people around the world. And I believe that that's one of the reasons why God brought us into existence. Thirdly, we should praise the Lord for the fact that God has been especially a blessing to this nation, simply because of the fact that the United States has been a friend of the nation of Israel. When you read back in Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 3, that is often referred to as the Abrahamic covenant. That is the Abrahamic covenant. It says that God will bless those who bless Israel and curse those who curse Israel. And I believe that one of the reasons why God has blessed America is because we've stood with Israel since the day of its founding back in 1948. And we still continue to stand with Israel, even as we've seen recently as we've stood with them in their battle against Iran. And so we can praise God that America has stood with Israel. And then finally, for today, we should praise God for the fact that America has sent out many Christian missionaries around the world to proclaim the gospel. Think about that. The thousands of missionaries that this nation has sent out through local churches to preach the gospel to the untold millions about the Lord Jesus Christ is something that we can be thankful for. And I think that that also is one of the reasons why God has blessed America. But even though we have a lot to praise God for as it relates to America, certainly we need to pray for America. We need to pray that America will turn back to God and the biblical principles upon which she was founded. You know, back in 1962 and 1963, the concept of prayer and Bible reading was taken out of our public schools. And from that point in time, you can see a great spiritual demise in our nation. And that's a sad thing. And we need to repent of that. And we need to pray that America will turn back to the principles of biblical truth, of righteousness that is upheld in the Word of God. Then we need to pray that America will confess certain national sins of abortion, of neglecting biblical truths, of legalizing same-sex marriage. And we could go on and on. There are many sins that we have allowed to come into the United States of America, and many times we as Christians have allowed that because we've not spoken up as we should when there have been certain elements of legislation enacted to try to destroy these biblical principles. Well, we need to pray that America will confess so many national sins that have gone against biblical truth that we might turn back to God. Then we need to pray that God will raise up strong, biblically minded leaders. These days, we need men and women in every level of government who recognize who God is and seek God's strength and direction every day. I'm so thankful for the fact that we do have a number of Christians in various forms of government, including our state government and our federal government. But we need to pray that God will raise up more strong, biblically minded leaders, that they would consistently seek God's direction in everything that they do and every act of legislation. And then finally, for today, we need to pray that God will have mercy on America and bring about a national movement of prayer, repentance, and obedience to His Word. Wouldn't that be wonderful if we'd see all across this nation turning back to God in prayer, in the repentance of sin, and obedience to His Word? Where does that start? It doesn't start in the courthouse. It doesn't start in the schoolhouse. It starts in the church house. And it's up to you and me as Christians, those of us who know and love the Lord, to pray for the United States of America, to lead us in repentance where needed, and to lead this nation back to obeying the Word of God. I love America. I truly do. I'm thankful that God has placed me here, but we have our significant issues today, and most of them are spiritual issues. And so let's pray that as Christians, we will stand firm for biblical truth and do what we can to lead our nation back to the biblical foundations upon which she was established. Enjoy this holiday weekend. Go to church today, though, and I trust that God will give you a great day. Until next Sunday, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl of the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona saying, God bless you and keep looking up. And remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen. Amen indeed. God bless you.
Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltoona.org. That's www.fbcaltoona.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services. Wednesday is 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.